May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Please be seated.
Have you ever had a Christmas that just got ruined? Just everything that could go wrong went wrong. My mom and I were reminiscing this weekend and remembering one year. I think I was in middle school. We lived in Pennsylvania at that time, and my family had rented a house in New England for Christmas. So we loaded all the skis and the gifts and the dog and the cat into the car and drove north. And somewhere on the Jersey Turnpike, the station wagon snapped an axle, resulting in a very exciting few minutes. But Dad managed to wrestle the car over to the shoulder and call a tow truck. Mom and Dad rose to the occasion. They got a rental car. They dropped us kids off at the mall to watch a movie. They drove all the way back to Pennsylvania, got the other, smaller car, and drove back and picked us up. And we loaded all the skis and the presents and the dog and the cat into a car with no ski rack and kept driving north. It was a little tight. As the youngest child, of course, I was in the middle with the skis next to my ears. But my brothers had the dog and the cat on their laps. So as we drove north, it got dark and it started to snow and snow and snow. And soon we were driving through pretty much a blizzard. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning when we got to the rental house, which was up a hill, and the driveway had not been plowed. So we realized we'd passed some hotels on the way back, so we drove back towards them, wondering if we could figure out which one of them might take pets. But that ended up being a moot point, because the car fishtailed on the highway and ended up in a snowdrift, fortunately at the bottom of the driveway of one of the hotels, which did not take pets. And I have a vivid memory of my normally very law-abiding mother smuggling the dog in under her coat. Mom also reminded me yesterday, we got to the hotel at 5 o'clock in the morning and they told us checkout's at 10. So we got 5 hours sleep. Nobody ever forgot that Christmas. In our culture, we can feel like there's a lot of pressure for Christmas to be a perfect, special day. In our family, it was kind of a joke to say, you ruin Christmas, if anyone did anything not in keeping with the picture-perfect holiday. And it was a joke, because you can't ruin Christmas, right? Right? We knew that, kind of. That's what makes it funny, because everyone really is trying to be the one who doesn't ruin Christmas. But when times do get tough, when Christmas is just not your thing that year, I think there's some stories that can help us figure out which way is up. Of course, one is our gospel story. I'll get to that in a minute. But there's another story about someone who tried to ruin Christmas and did not succeed. Remember that one? The Grinch, right?
Everybody's nodding. If you remember the book or the cartoon movie, you recall that the Grinch wants to find a way to stop Christmas from coming. I can kind of get that. Some years I wish I could stop Christmas or maybe just slow it down. I feel like I'm just not ready, don't have time for this, let's take a pass and try again next year. There might be many things that are honestly making it hard to feel Christmassy this year. It could be family things, or job things, or health things. The Grinch's main objection is that Christmas makes small children overly noisy, which if you were here for our 4 o'clock family Christmas pageant service, you might say, well, he's not wrong. But the Grinch couldn't stand hearing the sounds of happy children. So he took everything that he thought made Christmas Christmas. Everything he thought made Christmas special.
The presents, the decorations, the food, the tree, the lights, he stole all of it. Did it work? No. You remember how the story goes. The Grinch waits eagerly on Christmas morning to hear the Whos of Whoville crying over their lost gifts and toys. He's listening for those wailing and gnashing of teeth. Instead, he hears them singing, hand in hand, joyfully welcoming Christmas with song. As Dr. Seuss said, he hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came, somehow or other. It came just the same. So apparently you can't ruin Christmas, even if you try really hard. The Whos lost everything that reminded them it was Christmas, everything that we associate with Christmas, but the essential thing still remained, no matter what. The Grinch learned, in the famous words of Dr. Seuss, that maybe Christmas doesn't come from the store. Maybe Christmas means a little bit more. So what more might it mean? What is the essential thing that makes Christmas, Christmas, that can't ever be stolen or lost or even given away, that comes no matter what we do? Christmas isn't about the gifts that we give each other. It is about the gift that God gives all of us, the gift of love. Last week we had adult forum about the icons of Mary in art. And I think the icon that everyone liked best was of Mary with the infant Jesus in her arms, and their faces are touching. They're leaning into each other with their cheeks pressed together. Jesus is just plain snuggling with Mary, trying to get as close to her as possible. Well, that's exactly what God does with us. God became human to become as close to us as possible, to show us, to prove to us how much God loves each and every one of us. And God does this in a particular way to show that it's all about love and it's not about anything else. Whenever I'm in danger of thinking Christmas has been ruined, or more likely that I don't want to bother with Christmas because I'm afraid it might be ruined, reading the actual story of the first Christmas is both reassuring and eye-opening. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. The particular way that God comes to us is the simplest and most direct possible. The Holy Family has literally nothing, no gifts, not just no gifts or no tree, but no home, no place to stay even one night out of the cold. But love is born anyway. The essential thing is still there, no matter what. Because Christmas actually isn't about any of the stuff that we associate with it. The only thing it is about is God's love coming to us. God being as willing to be as vulnerable as a newborn baby to be with us. That's really all it is. And the funny thing about that disastrous family Christmas that my mom and I were reminiscing about is I don't remember it being bad or stressful. It was kind of, in a weird way, actually sort of fun. Perhaps knowing that Christmas is simply about the gift of God's love helps us to get through not only those Christmases with minor mishaps like broken cars or snowstorms, but also more difficult days. I know a family who lost their beloved grandmother on Christmas Eve. And I asked them once, doesn't that make Christmas kind of a tough time of year for you, that it's the anniversary of her death? And they said, oh no, you see, her name was Joy. So we come to church and we sing joy to the world. And we remember her and we celebrate. The truth is that Christmas is not that complicated. That family knew what perhaps each of us needs to know this Christmas, that each and every one of us is of infinite and inestimable value and worth to God, that God will go anywhere, anytime, to show us God's love, and that nothing can stop Christmas, can stop God's love from coming to us. That's all. Merry Christmas. Amen.